You know that better than I do, but
they've been told to shut and lock the doors. That's is what they've what been I told. Okay. But we're still waiting on what they're supposed to be able to do.
Right.
Okay. Now, in my keys is key, not a push button, other than one door. So they don't have a means of locking that door. You know what the procedure is for that one?
They have your number to call? Or?
They do have everybody's
yeah.
numbers.
Okay.
There's emergency contacts for everybody.
Okay. Hope that doesn't happen very often.
No, but I appreciate the call I got from you that night. That was
okay. No other comments on airport security? Emergency response? Rick?
Still status quo. I have not been able to make contact with Jake. Seems busy with everything else this time of the year. I wouldn't expect anything to happen there until probably after the holidays now.
Right. In reference to what Jim and I went to a meeting today, we had a little scenario, training scenario, which affected the or discussed the security of the airport. Some of the lessons learned there was pretty good, but it was a hurricane scenario and training session, and then a aircraft incident
disaster scenario type.
Right,
disaster response.
And I was happy to see Jim. I don't know what your feelings are, but I was happy to see the data. It seemed like the consultant didn't get a lot of negative feedback that things were out of control or unanticipated, or everything seemed to be somewhat organized and acceptable. So, any more on emergency response from anybody? Wildlife management and update. Jim, I basically asked.
There's deer out there. Still no change in our plan for dealing with them. Now that the leaves are off the trees, we're moving into the next phase of flushing them out of the woods, and we're setting up something as soon as the weather gets a little bit drier. We'll go out and do a big roundup. There's probably 20 deer in the woods out there right now. They come and go. Like I said, there's no change in what our plan is, and I think it's still a pretty good plan. We have one goose out there that I've found, and I think he's just lost. He's just kind of wandering around. I was out there before, and he was kind of out the area where we had destroyed one of the nests last year. I think he was just kind of looking for his nest or something. But it's just one, and he doesn't scare easy, so it's...
Maybe something's happened to him so he can't get airborne.
Yeah.
Might have been shot or something.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times that happens.
Well, I mean, he kind of scattered and flapped his wings and flew a little bit. So
yeah.
I think he's just confused.
Okay.
There's one goose out there. I know Pat's has had problems with wildlife in their hangars, and they hired a trapper, and they trapped nine skunks, five cats, I think it's two raccoons, and a woodchuck out there, and moved them someplace else.
And what time frame? An hour?
Could have been. Probably one night.
One night, all that? I would have expected a couple weeks.
She can get all that season for the minutes. And a partridge.
Oh. Yeah.
I was going to say that.
There's a fox. I saw a fox out there the other day.
I hope they didn't move those skunks over my area. We're going to move skunks too.
Like I said, there's no change in our policies or plans. We're still executing them.
Now, a question was raised to me this week. Has the airport or thought about talking like with Denrec to see if they can get bow and arrow, archery permits to kill the deer?
We will get a permit as soon as everything gets approved through the county staff to shoot any deer anytime, anyway.